Best Valentine is a day without power, heat, and anything I want to eat. The word this year is self-care, time to savor solitude, and remember to revel in gratitude for all the comforts of modern life, like generators and desserts during ice storms. No need to leave the house. Today's the day for red foods, to celebrate a sweetheart sundae, though I'm alone with cats. Minestrone soup, then ravioli and homemade tomato sauce, slow-cooked with pork, a side of eggplant parmigiana topped with melted mozzarella. Extravagance measured with coffee spoons can't hurt, followed by a nap, because I'm old and I no longer flirt with those who make me feel uneasy. No plans for caving trips or cruises on rough seas, no mountains or ladders to climb. Alone, I love introspection, reading, play, and rest. In pandemic time, I embrace myself. I'm steadfast, reliable, my best Valentine. Mountain fever. The brave ones prepare to summit Kilimanjaro and Everest, head out to Denali with easy open tents and portable stoves. In advance, they master the hurdles of quick draws and harnesses. The appeal of height and danger remains a mystery. I find no lure in struggle and discomfort. No desire to carry oxygen or heavy backpacks up paths strewn with discarded gear. My bucket list will show you that I've abandoned the focus on the physical, now favor an exploration of inner space, prepare for discoveries I might find breathtaking. All my mountains waiting to be climbed exist inside. Skills to learn I saved for this sedentary life. To write the naked truth of my naked years, beauty beneath skin, the tales I never told that lie within.